So some people speak about this thing. There are those who think the teaching system, conversion system by the priest were so powerful, it scared people, the living out of them, and only could think about spiritual life rather than the earthly life. And I was able to visit, to stay with one elder, or formerly a member of the Winnisk band where I came from, and he knows I am recording. He knows I am going to use his name, and he has not stopped me. And but he didn't actually permit me to record or to use his stories, but he says, go ahead. That I take as a permission. I told him my purpose of the visit. He understand it. And we have worked together before, even without my grants to travel. I have sit together and we have talked about these things times before he left the Winnisk area. I have hunted with this old man. I have seen him hunt successfully when he was in good health, when he was still supporting himself fully in the wilderness. And we speak easily, we disagree easily, and we ridicule each other very easily, without to the point of anger, but strong disagreement, which usually called a constructive criticism or disagreement. We actually did not agree to disagree, but we had hoped to agree with agreement. And he is a very wise person. He has his characteristic, which I understand. And I stayed with him for 3 days, 3 nights, and with his wife in Fort Albany. And I also was fortunate to stay in his brother's shelter. I mean to say, his brother, Emil Sutherland, is the organizer of the movement called Shapottaman. He was the one who told the use of Shapottaman, and eventually turned into use it as a base of requesting funds from Aboriginal Healing Fund, which was successful to the community, and were able to bring in the outside help and also to come to the footing of complaints and also a claim, financial claims to be come about. But locally, the leaders of such not exactly members of the Shapottaman, but outside and also working together. The organizer of such Shapottaman is a young person, well educated in white man's way, and who has become a teacher for some years, and then began to work with the Indian Affairs at the tail end of the district office, which I knew him very well, and I have understood him as one of the best educated a young man in the years of 65 and 80.